News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome into Fond du Lac today as we continue here this morning. Going to talk some football. It is draft night. Round one of the NFL draft is tonight in Cleveland, and it's time to talk some Packer football. Bill Scott, sports director from the Wisconsin Radio Network, joining us to talk about the offseason, look at some of the big needs for the green and gold as we head into a draft night that feels a little bit more like a normal draft night here for 2021. Bill, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing good, Spencer. How are you doing?
Pretty well. Good to be talking NFL draft, as always. We talked last year, and it was really the only sporting-related thing going on because of the pandemic, but feels a little bit different, feels a little bit more like normal here for 2021, even with still some protocols in place, too, right?
No doubt about it. Yeah, there's some additional options for people. There's also additional options for the GM and his coaching and his coaches and all the other people, because they sat at home last year and did their drafting from their office or their living rooms or wherever, and they're all going to be in one room this time.
Let's talk about the offseason as we stand here on night of round one of the NFL draft coming up later on this evening. Packers keeping a lot of their own guys on the roster, re-signing Aaron Jones and Kevin King and Mercedes Lewis and Tyler Lancaster, a number of other guys that I know they're still working on contracts for. Your assessment of kind of where we stand now heading into draft night for Green Bay?
Well, it certainly, you know, didn't surprise me that you know, that they tried to sign the guys that they did. I think you know, Aaron Jones was kind of the crapshoot, because you just didn't know if they were going to pony up the money for a running back. I think, you know, historically, you look at some of the top paid running backs around the league, even as they currently stand, and not all of them, or in fact, a large percentage of them, aren't even playing for playoff football teams. So, you know, they kind of handicapped the salary cap system a little bit, and yet it's not necessarily providing teams with playoff victories or even trips to the playoffs. So, now I don't necessarily, you know, think that's going to be tied to Aaron Jones, but you know, it really looks like, first of all, they've always tried to re-sign their own. I mean, you target, you know, depending on how many of them you have, the guys that are most important to you, most valuable to you, and those are the guys they re-sign. And it's always been their philosophy that, you know, they know more about those guys who are free agents than they do about teams, free agents from other teams, and what exactly they're getting, and are they going to come in and fit into the system, and all that kind of stuff. So certainly didn't surprise me they went the direction they did. But it also, you know, they've got 20 of the 22 starters back from a year ago, and I think it tells you one thing. It tells you that they like their football team. The fact that they've been to back-to-back NFC championship games would lead you to believe that they believe that those players are good enough to get to the Super Bowl, and they just need to play better when they get into that championship game and have an opportunity to take that final step. And so that's kind of where they are now. It also tells you this, that you know, they're salary cap poor right now. Next year they're already projected to be well over the cap, so you know, they're going to have to pull some rabbits out of the hat. And what it might tell you, that with 20 of the 22 starters coming back, that this may be their last ditch effort to try to win a Super Bowl or get to a Super Bowl with this particular group of players, and all bets may be off after next, you know, after this coming season.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be interesting going forward, especially with that cap situation you mentioned. And we'll talk about the Rodgers issue or the Rodgers situation here in just a moment. But you look at guys down the road, they obviously want to bring back Devontae Adams. That's after this coming season. So, like you said, it's going to be interesting to watch how this season plays out. Gets kind of shades of, you know, the Last Dance documentary with the Bulls that you saw last year with the Packers this year. But when you talk about free agency, Bill, obviously, the Packers have never really been the team to make kind of that splash move in free agency. So, like you said, really not surprising that they brought back some of the guys they did. I'm sure there's probably fans out there that are upset they didn't bring in like a J.J. Watt just because of his ties to the state. But that's really not the Packers' M.O. ever, is it?
No, and I think that, you know, yeah, fans don't care. I mean, fans just want what makes them happy, but they don't care how you get there. they'd have brought J.J. Watt in, they would have been even in a more difficult cap situation. And, at some point you have to be responsible. And for many, many years, they've been responsible. And this is really, at this point in time, is really the first time that I can remember in a long, long time where the Packers have kind of been up against it from a cap standpoint and haven't been able to kind of shake free and have the ability to sign, whether it be a second-tier free agent or, the ability to sign somebody during the season, that kind of thing. They're in a little bit of a predicament right now. And so I think while people are disappointed that they haven't gone on out and tried to sign other free agents, they just don't have the money to do it right now there, or certainly the cap space.
Talking with Bill Scott, sports director for the Wisconsin Radio Network, ahead of first round of the NFL draft coming up later on tonight. Going into the draft week here, Brian Gutekunst with the press conference earlier this week. I don't think he said anything overly earth-shattering, but he did face a number of questions about Aaron Rodgers. And I know from what he said, they are still working through a possible contract restructuring with Rodgers, obviously coming off an MVP season. A lot of fans. And obviously the team would like to, keep him in town for a little bit longer than maybe they had expected with the Jordan Love pick last year. Anything that you took away from that press conference earlier this week, whether it be about Rodgers or about the offseason so far or the draft that Gutekunst said to the media?
Well, not really. I think Gutekunst said what he had to say with regards to Rodgers. Now, I do believe that at some point this season, I don't think you're going to see a restructuring in the next month or so, or I'm not even sure it's going to happen before the start of the regular season. But I think at some point this season, they will have to decide going to next year whether or not they want to restructure, gain the cap relief that will allow them to, if they need to sign somebody later this season to help out if they have injuries, or if... if they decide that they definitely are willing to bring him back next year and beyond, at that point, then it's going to be a scenario where they're going to need to create the cap space to do that. I think it's important to, because they're projected to be well over the salary cap in 2022, certainly Rodgers gives them the relief to be able to help that situation out. However, it also makes the scenario down the road even more difficult because you're pushing more money into the later years. So, how do they restructure? What does that all mean? It's a difficult scenario. Certainly not difficult for the fans. They want their MVP back, and I get that. But also a team that's in cap hell right now could create almost $23 million in cap space just by not bringing Rodgers back, by trading him or releasing him after this season. And for some people, that's they don't want to hear that. But others, there's a reality to it as well. And so I think at this point in time, Gutekunst isn't going to close the door as to whether Rodgers is back. He says Rodgers is our guy for the long-term future. But I think at least waiting until you get partway into the season before you restructure his deal, it allows you to buy yourself a little time because maybe he has an injury, one that is going to be a pretty serious injury, and you don't want to take the risk of a big cap number in succeeding years. So I think at this point the Packers are willing to buy themselves some time, and they have all season long to restructure to guarantee that he's going to be back next year. And I'll throw this out there too, Spencer. Mm-hmm. Every time, everybody's worried, and I think the media is, in my opinion, is very unprofessional when it comes to, it's like there's reporters that are acting, in my opinion, very immature in how they question Gutekunst, almost to the point that they're doing. You don't hear Rodgers having to come out and voice his displeasure with the current contract scenario because he's got reporters doing it for him.
Right.
You know, they're doing all the whining and belly aching for Rodgers, so Rodgers can kind of sit back and just watch and see what happens. I think it's kind of ridiculous that that reporters are so emotionally involved. It's almost like they're fans and reporters at the same time. And I get that there's a lot of those type out there, but you got to be able to ask the question and take the emotion out of it, and then report the answer and report the story without being emotionally tied to it. And to me, there's too much of that that's going on right now.
Yeah, we play the press conference audio back at a regular basis here on the show, and you're absolutely right. I think there's a little bit too much fandom in the reporting, and you and I both agree that that's not a place for it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, and you know, you can have an opinion if you want to write an opinion column, but there are too many guys out there that are fans and reporters at the same time.
Talking with Bill Scott from the Wisconsin Radio Network for a few more minutes here this morning. Bill, let's focus on the draft tonight. First round, Packers have 10 picks in total. They'll have the 29th pick, barring, of course, any move up, move back, which they've done before. We're not going to focus on players because you and I, probably have no idea who's who. You and I both watch enough college football to say that, we know who the good players are, but making a prediction on either our ends is probably not a good idea. When it comes down to team needs, just looking at some of the experts out there, quote unquote, I've seen receiver, I've seen linebacker, I've seen defensive line, offensive line, cornerback, all listed. Is there any one position in particular you think the Packers might go to here tonight with the 29th pick?
Well, they have 10 picks, obviously, so they're going to hit a lot of spots. And they may, because they're in a situation where they have 20 of the 22 starters coming back, maybe you can centralize yourself a little bit on a need as opposed to best available. So, maybe that leads to throwing some picks together and moving up to get a guy that that you think is really going to be a guy that can help you both now and in the future. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of that stuff goes on. Gutekunst has certainly shown in the past that he's willing to move and willing to make trades and trade ups. So I could possibly see that happening. But I also think that while they have areas of need, and you mentioned those positions, I think a tackle is a need. I think a cornerback is a potential need, maybe not immediately, but a need. Inside linebacker is a need. Those are the spots that really come to mind right off the bat. Defensive tackle, that kind of thing. But I think one thing that he has to consider before you draft too much for need is that they've always been a team that has gone with the principle of best player available. And because you have a number of players that are on final years of contracts, they haven't been very strong in wanting to draft wide receivers for a while. But I think that this group of wide receivers is pretty much all free agents after this year, and they're not going to re-sign all of them. They're not bringing them all back. So this might be a draft where with 10 picks, and if they don't do a lot of dealing, that you may see them draft a couple, maybe three, before it's all said and done, that they could be potential replacements not only this year but moving forward into next season as well. So that is a to me, that's something that we thought they were going to go wide receiver last year and they didn't do it. I think the need is every bit as important for them this year, and maybe even more so as they look at their future.
Aside from receivers, is there one position that they absolutely must make a pick for, in your opinion?
Well, I think they need an offensive tackle, and I think that tackle, if they win in the first round, somebody that provides them with the potential to be a starter, certainly potential to add immediate depth, and then eventually to be the starter at right tackle next year, which would allow them to move Billy Turner back into guard for his final year of his contract in 2022. So to me, that's a pretty important spot. The other position that they could go right off the bat, and that's defensive back. You know, they re-signed Kevin King for 1 year. So that's a one-year stopgap only. I don't see him getting another contract with the Packers down the road. So you draft a guy that will fit into a nickel or a dime package and become your starter in 2022. So, you know, that position there, if they like the guy at 29 or whether they're moving up or whatever, to me that would be a pretty important position for him.
All right, Bill, thanks so much for the time. As always, we'll talk again soon. Have a great day.
Okay, you too, Spencer.